Geraint Richards, you are the head forester for the Duchy of Cornwall and spend quite a lot of time at Highgrove.
Yes, indeed. Head forester, I cover the whole of the duchy's landholding, dealing with trees, woodlands and forests, from Cornwall right up to Gloucestershire, Herefordshire, including, of course, the Highgrove estate, yes.
And plant health and biosecurity are a top priority. Prince Charles highlighted the risks of not addressing this. What are the top priorities at Highgrove?
Well, I think at Highgrove and across the duchy, we've seen a number of pests and diseases affect our treescape in recent years. I mean, before my time, Dutch elm disease, but more recently we're seeing our larch trees and sweet chestnut trees destroyed to Phytophthora ramorum, our ash to ash dieback. So the critical thing is trying to make sure that we don't bring these pests and diseases in on any of the stock we're planting, but also just generally to improve biosecurity knowledge and training amongst the staff so that we know what to look out for and how to respond to it.
And you chair Action Oak, and Kew are very involved in that as well. It's one of my favourite trees, actually. We had a wonderful one in Thames Ditton. What about that? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Action Oak actually arose out of various biosecurity meetings we've had with His Royal Highness over recent years. And we're very concerned about our oak trees. They're the most important tree in the country, I'd argue, with thousands of other species dependent on them. They deliver enormous environmental, social and economic benefits, but they are under threat from a range of pests and diseases. And so we set up a sort of collaborative partnership involving government, charitable and private sector. I somehow ended up chairing it. But the plan is to try and really raise much needed funding for research into our oak trees. We've kind of taken the oak health for granted, and actually we don't know enough about what's going on. And if we want to preserve these majestic trees on our landscape, we need to do some science and then translate that science into practice on the ground.
And how can you stop disease entering the country and decimating trees?
I think there's responsibilities for all sorts of people. So there is, there's always the carrot and there's the stick, isn't there? You can have regulation and legislation to prevent things from coming in. But also we all need to be aware of where we're buying our plants from. That's not to say you can't buy anything from abroad, but buying it from nurseries that are biosecure and maybe that quarantine procedures are in place when they come to this country. But you know, obviously buying more UK stock. And generally raising awareness amongst the public as well, so that, you know, people don't bring problems with them. You know, don't come back with mud on your boots from your foreign holiday. Don't come back with bits of plant in your wash bag that you might think would look nice in your garden.
I think I've been guilty of that, I think.
We all have in the past. But, you know, even I now, with my travelling abroad, I have to stop and look at something that I might, 20 years ago, I thought, oh, I'll just take that back. And I say, no, I cannot possibly risk it.
Yeah, it's said that plants regulate the climate. With climate change high on everyone's agenda at the moment, what can be done, do you think?
Well, absolutely. I think we're at a time when we've never realised the importance of our plantscape, as, you know, for all the reasons, but particularly at the moment for climate change. All these government commitments around the world to plant more trees, to sequester carbon. So at a time when we really need our tree shape, especially we realize how much it's under threat. I think one of the great things is collaborative approach. We need to collaborate. You know, we can't work in our silos here. So the great thing about the meetings such as we've had today is we've had arboriculture, landscaping, forestry, horticulture, farming communities all in the same room. And of course we've had representatives from abroad. We've all got to work together on this, because plants are common to us all.
Thank you very much.